I want to begin with something that I think is on the minds of a lot of people who are watching, and that is the global energy crunch we're seeing play out. We've got a shortage of coal halting production over in China, natural gas prices soaring over in Europe, and then here in the US, the White House has raised some concerns about soaring oil prices. As we look ahead to the colder months, how do you see the supply-demand and that dynamic playing out?
Akiko, thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here with you and join the conversation. There's no question there has been an impact on commodities, and I think what you're seeing is the increase in demand as the world economy kind of recovers from COVID. At the same time, we're facing a period where the production of these commodities has remained flat, in some cases maybe even declining. We have low storage of natural gas, and then from the US, of course, a lot of exports to other countries. So there's no question we're seeing rising prices, and we're working hard to mitigate those price increases to the extent that we can, and also to communicate actively with our customers, our regulators, our policymakers about what we're seeing. And so we see this with us as an issue into 2022. And really look forward to perhaps a rebalancing of some of these supply-demand dynamics as 22 rolls into 2023.
What kind of price increases are customers looking at? I mean, there's concern about potential sticker shock come winter.
Sure. And Akiko, it depends. As we look at the way we manage our portfolio, we do have an opportunity to enter into hedging contracts. And those hedging contracts right now are quite valuable because they were priced at previous prices. But over time, prices will increase.